There's now a home game on the Saturday afterwards against Southampton at home, where we win 3-0. There's an own goal, although Phil was giving it to Shaqiri basically before we started.
Oh, no, he took a free kick and hit the bar at the keeper on the back of the head and went in.
One of those. Joel Matip and then Salah. All three goals are four.
Is that the Salah one? Does it not bounce down and then Salah knocks it in and it's a Salah goal, the free kick? Am I getting that wrong?
I remember
yet the own goal, it's played across the box, and I think Wesley Hoo taps it in. At
you
the
might be right.
Himself.
You might be very
right. Yeah.
And then just before half time, when he's taken off, actually, Shaqiri hits the free kick, hits the bar, bounces down, and Salah just twats it in from like
a that's it. Then the manager hooks him. Yeah. That's my prediction.
This was around the time when he started doing a bit of 4-2-3-1, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So like Henderson is starting games by this point, as we were saying before, he wasn't necessarily after the World Cup, and he was doing a lot of just picking Henderson and Wijnaldum and an extra attacker. Certainly, you know, we've got quite a few league games around this time against certainly at home against sides who Liverpool should be beating, and I think he just decided, as happens here, let's just steamroll them and then take some people off if we can.
Just something I really remember from the second half of this game, and it says everything about what this Liverpool team is capable of doing to teams. Mario Lemina, who plays for, he's at Wolves now, isn't he? He was playing in midfield for them that day, and he was chasing defenders in our sort of left wing, left back area. And he was about 60 minutes on the clock and he looked like his legs didn't work anymore. And this is a top level fit athlete. And he looked like he just was looking at this Liverpool team and going, my legs cannot hack this. My lungs cannot hack this. I cannot do this. And Liverpool at this point, probably, they were 3-0 up and in third gear. Probably not even third gear, maybe even second. And it's sort of things like that that you sort of see and it's like, this is what you want the opposition to look like. They, not an ability point of view, but just sort of a position where they just look like they couldn't manage to stay on the same pitch as this Liverpool team around this point.
I think the 4-2-3-1 thing's a good shout. I remember being baffled by it when I first seen it. Going, what's he doing here? And it was like, it looked to me like it was just, let's get Shaqiri on the pitch somehow. And if we can get him on the pitch, like, we've got more attacking players. We've got like these sorts of lower league teams. I felt like that was a strategy just to get through them. It was like, let's get as many attackers on as possible, as you say. Let's steamroll them. And let's really use Shaqiri for this. Because, you know, if you think about 4-3-3, I'm not sure Shaqiri plays too much. You know, certainly doesn't start many games 4-3-3. But I remember him starting quite a few in the 4-2-3-1 and just thinking, fair play. Like, he's actually thinking, like, it's because
you can see how smart he is as a player, can't you?
And I just remember thinking, like, this is his thing about when teams come and just put 11 men behind the ball. This is his way of Klopp's way of getting past that.